On the show today, we have Omni Commander's very own Eric Isham talking about the launch of their new Cyber Commander service for credit unions nationwide. It's the industry's first fully comprehensive cybersecurity solution for small to mid-sized credit unions. And on top of that, he's throwing in a free training course for anybody, any credit union out there nationwide. Really, really cool stuff from the folks at Omni Commander. So check it out. Awesome to see you broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have Mr. Eric Isham from Omni Commander. As you can see over his left shoulder, Omni Commander. How are you, Eric?
Hello.
Good to see you, sir. How are things there?
I'm doing fantastic, Mike. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Oh, you're welcome. Well, welcome to the show. And you guys had a recently big announcement about launching Cyber Commander. So the industry's first fully comprehensive cybersecurity solution for small to mid-sized credit unions. So pretty cool stuff here. So give us a quick summary on Cyber Commander. What's it all about?
Yeah, thanks, Mike. Cyber Commander has been a passion project of mine. Really, it's been over a year now. It was early on in COVID. So it was like last February, March. It seemed like every single day I kept on seeing more and more news stories about cyber attacks and ransomware and people getting their stuff stolen. And, you know, I'm sitting here and I'm reading all these stories and I'm like, you know, this is something that I think that we should be helping our credit unions with, right? Especially a big bulk of our credit unions are the small to mid-sized shops. They don't have huge budgets for IT and cybersecurity for sure. And I just thought, you know, if this is something that I could build out and then, you know, from the ground up, make it for our small to mid-sized credit unions where they can afford a comprehensive cybersecurity solution, then this is something that we should do. And so that's actually exactly what we did do. I hired our CISO last year, and he and I have been hard at work since then building out Cyber Commander. One of the big things that I wanted to really address was the educational piece of it. And this is what makes Cyber Commander so special, is that we're offering cyber awareness training to every employee at every credit union across the country free of charge, right? I didn't want there to be any kind of a barrier to entry, right? Yeah, so again, most small shops aren't going to have a budget for cyber security awareness. They're not going to have this training. So we've built this in a way that we can offer this training to every single employee at every single credit union across the country, to include board members. We've invited board members to join the informative sessions as well.
Wow, that's pretty cool. So how does it work? I mean, yeah, can you just give us a quick summary on how it works? And then we can go into the training a little bit more as well.
Yeah, so Cyber Commander as a new division here at Omni Commander, it works quite simply as a service business. So we've got our CISO, who's a very accomplished guy. I hired him. He was a Fortune 500 guy before this. He used to be at Lowe's Hotels and CKE, which is the parent company of Hardee's and Carl's Jr. for you guys out west. I know you're familiar with Carl's Jr. Anyways, he comes from that background of managing lots and lots of money, going through lots and lots of systems. And so I wanted to bring in a professional that was a CISSP, CISM, PCIP, PCIISA. He's got more acronyms than you know, either one of us could ever even attempt to try to go out and get. But he's bringing over two decades worth of experience in this cybersecurity industry. And we're taking it right to our credit unions, right? So this is a guy that, again, would have been unobtainable for most small shops, that we are putting in front of the credit union industry to give them the awareness and the training that I think a lot of folks just haven't had. So our cyber awareness training, it's a 1-hour training session that we've been putting on multiple ones. Actually, we've now trained over 100 credit unions and hundreds of credit union employees across the country, just to kind of give you an idea of just the response we've had. What we launched this less than 2 weeks ago, right? So, I mean, it is humming in an unbelievable way. But I think the reason why is because we've put together such amazing training. We've talked to the folks about what it is, and they're really learning. They're pulling stuff from this training that they can start to enact right away within those credit unions right after the training. And the kicker is, Mike, we're actually issuing a digital certificate. So the NCUA actually has a section 748 where you have to attend this type of training. So we're providing a digital certificate for all those credit union employees that can put that in their file for the due diligence when the regulators come by too.
Wow. This is really cool, Eric. Cause I mean, obviously, you know, this type of stuff is top of mind for every credit union leader out there. And to be able to address it in this way is pretty tremendous, because you're kind of covering, you're kind of putting the blanket over the credit union industry nationwide here. But was that kind of the goal? Is that kind of what you guys had in mind? Or what did you, I guess my question is, what do you want to achieve here? What's the goal here?
It is. No, it's exactly what I had in mind, right? For most credit unions, the barrier to entry is money, right? Having the funds to do something.
Right.
The next is going to be time. And that's with anybody in any projects, right? You got to have the time, the desire, and the money to go do these things. And so I wanted to remove that barrier. So we just gave it away for free, because to me, it's extremely important that the folks that are managing all of these members' money across the country has this type of training, because, you know, a lot of people don't realize this, but most cyber criminals, most of these guys that are hacking into systems and they're getting people's information, they're not doing it by actually breaking into the software or the firewalls, the hardware that our credit unions have. They're doing it through social engineering, right? They're doing it through sending an email to Mike and he clicking on, like, your Amazon package just arrived. Oh, cool. Yeah. Let me click on that. Boom. You're done. You're toast, buddy. Or that, you know, here's your new Amazon gift card, or here's, you know, we've updated your Delta flight, right? And you're like, oh, well, what's going on with this, right? That's how people get hacked. And it's very, very straightforward things that if you know what to look for, if you know how to hover over a link, if you know to see what's a little bit more suspicious, then you can avoid it. And this is what's happening. This is what's happening with all these ransomware attacks that we're seeing day in and day out, where these big companies are being targeted and they're being socially engineered. It's staff, it's employees at these businesses that just don't realize that they shouldn't be clicking on certain things. So to your point, my end goal is that we strengthen the entire credit union industry and we don't have these types of issues happen. We can at least assist with some of the blocking and tackling, right?
Right.
I believe that software has its place. I think it's very important with all the things that people can enable and they can turn on, and with the VPNs, all super important. But if we're not educating the staff and the folks that actually run this industry, then we're missing the boat, right? We've got the ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. If we can just train everybody to keep these things from happening, then hopefully, then we can, you know, keep as many credit unions safe from these criminals as we possibly can.
Yeah. And how often are you running the training sessions, and where can folks go to check them out?
Yeah. So we're averaging 2 to 3 training sessions, 1 hour sessions a week. You can go to getcybercommander.com to learn more about that. Yeah. But yeah, we've just had packed, and these are interactive classes. They're really, really fun. So again, our CISO, he shows the staff all the little tips and tricks. He shows them these little, I'd never even seen this before, but, you know, just a normal cord, like an iPhone charging cord.
Yeah.
He's got these things, and the other end of it looks like a normal thing, but it's actually a little computer in there. So like if he has that sitting out at Starbucks or at the airport and you plug your phone into it thinking it's the charging cord, he just took control of your machine.
Wow.
And so he's showing all these weird little things that the bad guys have, right? They know how to do these things and access it. So it's a lot of training that we're providing. But again, you can go to getcybercommander.com to learn about the cybersecurity awareness training. But really, that's just a small piece of what we're doing here at Cyber Commander.
Yeah, so what a great idea. And yeah, I've heard the same thing too at airports, is like, don't ever plug your computer in anywhere at an airport, because
right,
you don't know what's going to happen. So so again, we go to, was it Get Cyber, what's the website again?
Yeah, getcybercommander.com.
Got it. Okay. We'll put that in the show notes for sure. Oh my gosh, good stuff, man. So again, this is still in its infancy. This is just starting. So you guys are already making a dent out there. Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, it is. It is just starting, really, the release. We did do an internal release for our existing, you know, we're over 400 credit unions now across the country. And so we did an internal release that we gave some exposure to some of our clients early on. And We had folks go through the IT risk assessments. We had people do the external penetration testing, the internal vulnerability testing, the IT audits, utilizing our virtual CISO. Some of these folks have already had their auditors come in and check the work and have zero instances of any issues, which is great, right? No relevant findings. That's what you want. So super excited about the adoption that we've already had with the Cyber Commander as a full cybersecurity solution for our credit unions. And then some of our folks that are just utilizing some of the individual services that we can provide.
Good deal. Good deal. Yeah. I see this as something like every little bit helps, you know, I mean, you can never have too much of this type of information to help out, especially on the consumer side where we're all so vulnerable. So, but to have it come from a credit union makes it that much better. So kudos to you guys for doing this. So anything else here to add, Eric, to kind of wrap up here?
No, man, listen, I couldn't be more excited about offering this product and these services to the credit union industry. I couldn't be any more excited about the response that we've already had. And again, I just direct everybody over to getcybercommander.com and you can sign up for one of those free cyber awareness training classes, get that digital certificate that checks that block for your regulators. And if anybody has any additional questions, they can always reach out. And also, of course, check us out at omnicommander.com. Yeah. Don't forget about all the beautiful stuff that we're doing over there. But yeah, man, I appreciate the time and checking in on what we've got going on here.
Well, thanks. Yeah, thanks for letting us know and keeping us up to date on what's going on over there. We appreciate it. And I think the industry probably appreciates it too. So keep up the good work there, Eric. Okay.
Hey, thanks, Mike. I appreciate it. It was great chatting with you, my man.
Anytime, sir. Anytime. Well done.